This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, it's a terrific time of year, and we get a chance to talk to our good friends from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce, Mickey Robinson, as we get to talk about the Fall Festival in Bunnell coming up this Saturday, and our good friend Steve Davis, who's going to headline the entertainment, is joined us as well. So what are you holding up three fingers?
No, I'm just saying it's a three-hour show.
Three-hour show? Oh, yeah.
And it's all free.
Yeah.
But you got to bring your lawn chair. Or you'll be standing for them 3 hours.
Well, sometimes those 3 hours seem to go pretty fast.
We do.
Go,
we do. Hello, everyone in Radio Land. Yeah. Steve, your friend, and here with Mickey and Terry. And I enjoy coming here. I love you guys.
This is one of my favorite shows.
Mine as well.
We get to come in here and we get to bring you in and we and later on WSMI FM we're going to break out the guitars.
Yep.
and do what we kind of do there and throw back to radio. But I guess let's start off with Mickey and the Fall Festival. This is the weekend, Mickey, and your weather forecast is mucho perfecto, big boy.
Well, I'm just looking. When I woke up at 5:45 this morning, it was awful cloudy, and I couldn't figure out why the sun wasn't out. I think I was an hour ahead because the sun comes up like at 6:45 right now. Mm-hmm. On my Saturday morning at 6:51, if it peaks in between Leone and Cavani's funeral home right there, when I see that big red ball coming up there, that makes my day.
He's the Galileo of Bunnell.
Indeed.
No, I'm just simply saying that is...
He can set the autumnal equinox by the shadows cast between two known landmarks in Bunnell.
We need Punxsutawney Phil when we get Mickey, right?
We got Mickey.
Well, I mean, and you know, for 17 years, I used that gauge. When I see that sun, it just... My whole day is made.
And you know, and I've done some events in the past, and you get used to the venues, and you know where the sun's going to be at a certain time of day or night.
Or the year. That's every year.
Yeah, you're right.
This is being the first full day of autumn.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That is right.
Today is autumn.
So we're going to celebrate that with a festival in Bunnell.
And it's the 17th year, and it continues to grow. And the one thing that I keep getting asked, Mickey, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, kids want to know about the dinosaurs. Are you going to have T-Rexes and Raptors? And I said, man, I don't know. So you're just going to have to show up at the Fall Festival.
You know, I've had that question too, and I know that one, T-Rex, because my grandkids keep telling me about it. They're going to be up there. My question
is... So it is confirmed T-Rex will be there?
T-Rex? No, I'm not confirming because I do not. No.
Okay.
It's he's teasing us.
Say, I don't know. I don't know.
I think he's teasing us.
Because
wait a minute. We do have an array of different Jurassic and Paleozoic animals.
Let me just tell you what's coming.
Okay.
I can't tell you. I never thought of getting the names are coming. Mm-hmm. Number one, we're going to have one big one.
You're right.
That narrows it down.
Big one. What I mean is when they built
this. He's going to run us out of here, Steve.
I know.
When they built this, they build these things for the museums.
I understand.
To make the real
size. When you say the big one, you're talking a sauropodic type creature.
I don't know about the
big one. Well, like Brontosaurus.
It's a big one on a trailer.
It's a quadruped.
He has to bring it on a trailer. He does not take it off the trailer. He leaves it right there. Then he brings in about, I'm going to say, between 14 and 18 different designs or categories or whatever you want to call it of the head.
Yeah.
And he has it there. And he has a little history about it and everything.
It's cool. Yeah.
And it's real good. I mean, I never thought of asking, to be honest with you guys.
Yeah. That's okay.
I didn't realize how
this was going to be so popular among the younger kids.
Well, we have it in the big,
does that include me too? Because I kind of think it's kind of neat too.
I also do.
Well, the 76-year-old guy is going.
Would that be you?
We're hooked on the dinosaurs, Mickey. Can you tell? We like this idea.
Well, the thing is, when I worked hard on this deal.
Yeah,
you have.
And when we finally convinced the gentleman to come, then we had to work out all the other little details. Right. And it was a lot more work than I thought when I first started. But it's done. It's coming. And that's where we are. And I'm looking for it. And if you see my ads in any newspaper, just about any newspaper around within 50 miles around here, including the Evertsville Intelligent and the Edge down there, and a whole bunch of other ones too, they'll see everything. And my dinosaur display with the picture of one of them that is in there.
All right.
And then it's just going to be
But that's just one part of it. Because you have the craft.
Wait, you have there's more.
Number. But wait, before midnight tonight, order before midnight. You have a record number of craft booths this year?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it seems like yesterday and Monday, the phone wouldn't quit.
Now where are these people? Because last I checked, we were getting fairly full. You have more, and so now it's even going to be larger than before.
I'm going to say if everybody shows up, we will be over 88 vendors. But I'm not going to say nothing because there's always people with hip problems.
That's right.
That's true.
Health problems.
But you know what? Based on the ones we've seen for these many years, this is a strong show.
Well, we try to keep the upscale type of products. Yeah. Nothing, not $100 products, but it's things. We even have some, second time, last year we had one vendor that brought some vintage stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm saying it right, mm-hmm. and also some refinish furniture.
And if we don't watch out, Mickey, they're going to consider all of us vintage one of these days.
Well, I know.
I want to share a story with you. I want to share a story with you. You may find fascinating. Okay. As we've discussed on other programs, I play all over the United States and elsewhere. And
you will.
I have, and I continue to. But I enjoy Zuni jewelry made by the Zuni Indian tribe.
Yeah.
And there was a couple pieces that I had purchased, one at the reservation, believe it or not, right outside Las Vegas, Nevada. And I purchased another piece at another location in northern Arizona. The set comes with, the bracelets and whatever else. And I have literally scoured everywhere looking for the missing piece, if you will. You're not going to believe where I found the missing piece, at a vendor at the Fall Festival in Benilde, Illinois. And I was like shocked. I thought, here, I've scoured every Zuni dealership and Indian jewelry, and lo and behold, this vendor showed up at your Fall Festival last year, and the bracer piece we found, it was like...
She was here for 2 years, and she is a middle-aged lady in her mid-80s.
Well, she buys from
Arizona.
Yeah.
Her daughter is in Arizona. She traveled to Arizona last week, and she's still there as of yesterday.
But she'll be at the show this coming.
She's supposed to.
Okay.
But what she is she's restocking.
Sure.
She goes down there and restocks.
Well, I have to say, as just a consumer shopping, I was impressed that of all places, the most unlikely place that I would find the missing piece would have been at the Fall Festival in Benilde, Illinois.
Yeah, I agree. But you know what? I can't count how many times every year that somebody walks up to me, not just one, a lot of people will walk up because I'm running around on my golf court with no hat on. That's how bad it is for me.
Right.
I'm looking for that, just the oddball, the unusual, something that I don't see in any other places. I found a...
And you can throw us in there.
Yeah, too. I'm in there.
Okay.
The
unusual.
Fit right in.
This one lady, this will be her third year with me. Uh-huh. She has brought, she goes down to Haiti and picks up different types of jewelry stuff. I don't know if I'm going to say it right, but it's the idea, it's a whole bunch of stuff that she brings up and puts it out there for sale.
Saying Haiti, Missouri.
No, I knew you were going to come up. Haiti. No,
Haiti.
In the country, way
Haiti.
Over on
oh,
the ocean.
Oh, Haiti.
Okay.
Haiti.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Correct me when.
Well, no, because when you said Haiti, I thought, well, that's just on the other side of Caruthersville.
Right.
But
no,
Haiti,
no.
The nation of Haiti, is right off the coast of Florida.
And also, I learned last year from this same lady, someone else is bringing in stuff from that country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I don't want to say a fundraiser, but it's when they purchase that helps that country for the people who are working in that factory to earn a living.
Sure.
Right. And I remember this. Yes.
It's called Blessing in
Haiti.
Thank you.
Yes. Haiti. Okay.
And I have to, it takes me a while to learn a new name.
That's all right.
But it's saying, now I heard this year we're going to have a lady that's coming in with some clothes type of things, blankets, scarves.
Handmade items.
Like handmade. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Always handmade. That's the first thing I ask people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're getting good, because we bring only handmade stuff.
Well, I've discovered that the product you're looking at here, not only is it handmade, but it's, I'm going to tell you, it's well-made quality.
Oh, yeah.
Well-made.
From that little country down there,
yes. Absolutely.
But
congratulations for finding these people.
Well, this thank you.
The R&D department's been busy.
I see that.
I mean, every year, Scrounging, and scrounging.
Well, and not only that, but let's talk about the fact that nobody will go away hungry. You're going to have lots of food.
Oh, yeah.
It's time for the commercial. I'm going to I always give it the plug to London and his family from Royal Lakes, Illinois. And I'm going to tell you this. I consume a lot of my food in restaurants. Probably 98% of all my dinners and lunches and breakfasts are consumed on the road as I travel. Mm-hmm. London's barbecue is probably among the finest I've ever had. Yeah. And so we know we're dealing with people who are masters of the craft of pit barbecue smoking and preparing. So is he presently or formerly the mayor of Royal Lakes, Illinois?
No, he's no longer the mayor.
I did not know.
He retired.
I don't attend the meetings.
He retired a couple of years ago after 30 some odd years as a mayor.
Well served for the city of Royal Lakes.
The thing is that
and another thing, along with the food and there are various displays. I believe is it the Masons are going to have the fingerprinting thing for the kids.
It's something new. Now this is their third year.
Okay.
It's a digit type of thing.
All digital, yes.
Digit. Mm-hmm. They take a picture and they fingerprint them. I still don't understand how they do it. But
it's a digital device. You can put your finger on a piece of glass and it reads it, scans it without using.
And they give the parents the disc.
Right.
Nobody keeps one.
Right.
It's just they get the whole thing, and they have done more at our festival than any place else in the area that they're the group from Hillsboro and Gillespie. They work as a team. Because we're so big.
This little project has reduced the exploitation of children. Yeah. You cannot imagine how this piece of information being collected is so helpful in that.
And information is power.
It is.
And it does help. And the parents last year is just unbelievable. The grandparents are even bringing the kids up now because they hear it about it. The word gets around. The kids say, oh, guess what? I got my fingerprints. But they don't tell the rest of it.
Right.
But the thing is, that's becoming the big thing.
And, of course, entertainment, including our good friend, Mr. Steve Davis.
Let's don't talk about him for a minute.
Well, allow me to break the ice. Joe Powell is our leadoff batter. He's got a good on-base percentage.
Explain him a little bit.
Explain Joe Powell. Well, first off,
I'm not sure we can do that.
I can. Thank you. I will. First off, I'm going to tell you this.
He's a terrific guy.
I was introduced to Joe Powell many years ago when I was a cameo appearance with his brother's Opry show, Bobby Powell's Jamboree show. Joe is a consummate singer and whistler, karaoke host, and all-around good guy. He plays in various nursing homes that I also play in. Joe kicks off specifically at the behest of Mickey for the entertainment of the folks setting up, and he does a tremendous job, and I am honored to be a part of the show every year with Joe. Joe is a cheerful breath of, jubilation in the morning that brings the show to a nice opening.
Right.
I want to also mention, too, we have a young girl coming. She's originally from the Gillespie area, and she's an up-and-coming artist. I had the pleasure of chatting with her on the telephone about a week ago just to understand what she needs. Her name is Amy Hailstone, and she's living in the Nashville area, and she's like the rest of us in the trenches. She's out there near Music Row, I guess, meeting with people, brokering songs and ideas for recording. I have to tell you, I have not heard any of her music as of yet, but just speaking with her on the telephone, I am deeply impressed with this young lady. So we want to invite people to come out and watch what would be a nice showcasing in her hometown of this young lady who might be a very enormous star in the very near future. I say that because some years ago I played down in Wood River, Illinois, and this older gentleman came up. He indicated he was the grandfather of a girl that he thought I could use as an opening act by the name of Gretchen Wilson. And at the time, she had not gained any renown at the time, so we kind of put the information on file. The information wasn't long on file before we understand that the superstardom was on the horizon. So
yes, Pocahontas got put on the map real quick.
Well, and you know what? And that happens. Yeah. Kids don't stay kids very long.
True.
You know, this young lady here's got a very promising career. We know that she's already in the cradle of where she needs to be in order to get noticed.
Yeah.
So we're happy to have her on the billing.
this one thing. I was really scared when I come up with the idea to say live from Nashville. So I asked permission because I didn't know, because working with you,
right,
the trademarks and all
no,
that.
No, you're
stuff,
right. You're right.
And I was involved with the St. Louis Baseball Cardinals on a trademark. Somebody didn't have it just the right way. And Marty from the who just retired from the Cardinals a couple of years,
right,
was in charge of that thing. I call her and I said, now, can I say live from Nashville in my ads with you, but from, sure, you? And because I was scared.
Well, no, you
I was aware of this.
This shows you how meticulous he handles this. Yeah. And, of course, you were able to.
Yeah, she said, yeah, I don't see a problem.
No.
Because, you know, somebody who did the E.T. thing when that movie came out, mm-hmm, this word E.T., and with no picture, just the word E.T. with it on it, they got law. There was a lawsuit on that on a coffee mug.
Yeah, so I was. But we were using the term ET long before the movie came out.
Right,
so.
That's right.
But the thing is, live from Nashville is it is that.
No, it is accurate. She's working. She's working in the Nashville area. She's a resident.
Before we run out of time, we're going to honor Joseph Magnani, who is the father of cycling, and has roots in the area, and the Tour de Cole bike ride in his honor.
Correct. 10th anniversary.
10th anniversary. Wow. Of the
it's an honor to him.
Yes.
And a real quick part of a story that's been in all of my news releases. The one thing about him that he left here in 36, the parents sent him back to Italy. He was a big bicycler here. When he got over there, he found out that it was teams only could get on there. So he had to find a team. He found a small team. He started riding. In 1943, the Nazis, the Gestapo, I should say, picked him up and arrested him and put him in prison because they thought he was an American spy.
Sure, espionage.
And then when he got through, and he came back and went to work for Swin Bicycle in Chicago and everything, and he's passed, but his son will be there.
Oh, wow.
And he will be there at 7 o'clock when the Tour de Cole bike ride starts. I mean, it's not a race. It's right. Nothing like that. You can just go on your own pace. But for the people who do the 100-mile, we'll have a little mass start for them, and he will be the starter.
And the great thing about the Tour de Cole is that it actually takes you through these small communities where Cole was king for many years as far
correct.
As the economy is concerned. And it is truly a tribute to that endeavor.
And he will be there, mm-hmm, and be interviewed, talk, and anything like that. And I think we will have him with Amy Hailstorm,
sure,
on your live show on Saturday morning there at 8:30.
Yeah, we're going to be on the air on WSMI FM at 8:30 Saturday morning. Yeah. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, there's so much. You can ride
the choo-choo
train. Right, we put a whistle on there.
Did you really?
We finally found the whistle.
Well, here, normally the last few years, I'm setting up everything, and here comes the choo-choo, and then right behind the choo-choo, here come the reindeer.
I love the reindeer.
And they just walk right up to you, you know? I'm going, wow.
They're very friendly.
They are. And you're thinking, you know, how many chives do you get a chance to paint and pet an actual reindeer, for God's sakes? Yeah, they're great.
We have a picture.
These things are wonderful.
Their first visit here with me.
There you go. Turn that around there, Mickey. There you go.
We have a picture. I'm sharing with you. Mm-hmm. With me pulling. They were pulling me around the park that first day while they were setting up their pins.
Well, a couple. Those one I saw looked like it never missed a meal.
Unfortunately, guys, we are out of time on this Wednesday. Many thanks to my good friend Steve Davis for visiting us. He'll be at the Cole Country Chamber of Commerce Bunnell Fall Festival this weekend. And, of course, Mickey Robinson of the Cole Country Chamber. That's it for this week's edition of the Wednesday Talk Show. For WSMI, I'm Terry Toth.